guys. Today is the last day of Olivia Pope, day 7. What is day 7 in the Bible? 8 is completion. What's 7? Seven
is completion.
8 is new beginning. Yeah, there you go.
Perfection and completion.
Yeah. So yes, we are on day 7, the end of Olivia Pope. And what we want to do in this episode is to now offer you some strategies where you can begin to, some starter strategies where you can begin to change the people-pleasing behavior. Number one, I think, is to acknowledge that you're living your life that way.
Right.
That's one thing that you can easily do. I'm going to tell you what works for me. What has worked for me in the past is to really identify what I want and need my life to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Identify how I want to wake up every morning, what I want to feel like when I wake up in the morning. And also what has worked for me is the legacy that I want to leave behind. Because here's the deal. The life that you are living before your children now, that's how they're learning to live their life.
Yeah.
I recognized that a few weeks ago. And I was in my room doing some work at my desk, just working. And my granddaughters, who are 2 and 6, had gotten super quiet in the living room. And I was like, let me go in here and check on them because I hadn't heard anything out of them. And so I go in the living room and both of them are sitting on my yoga mat. I have 2 yoga mats, pink one and a purple one. One sitting on the pink one and one sitting on the purple one. And they are literally in meditation position with their eyes closed and meditating, I'm assuming.
And so Sounds very meditative.
Yes. And so I snapped this picture of them. And when I snapped it, the first thing I thought was, oh, that's so cute. This is so cute. And I posted it on social media. But when I went back and really thought about that, it told me that they are watching everything I do. Mm-hmm. And so when I think about things that I can do differently in my life to change my behavior as a people pleaser, what I think about is the legacy that I want to leave behind. I think about how they watch everything that I do. They watch how I repress my emotions. They watch if I get angry about something. They watch it. Like, they're watching everything. So if they're watching the way we do life, we need to do it differently. We need to do it in a way that honors who we are and who we were created to be. And so that's what my focus is. Like, I've been asking myself, what do you really want out of life? What do you want your life to look like? What do you want to feel like when you get up in the morning? What do you want to feel like when you lay down at night? How do you want to feel physically, mentally, emotionally? And I've been adjusting my routines and my behaviors accordingly. Now, that's not to say that I got it down pat, because every day I feel like I'm starting over. What about you, Nat?
So my strategy is, well, I have a couple that I can think about that have really changed my life in some very big ways. And one of those things is something that I've done since I was, I think, 8 or 9. I write things down. So for the last 2 years solidly, I've been specifically writing down what I want. Just like you said, like what you want your life to look like. I've been writing down things that I want. I've been writing down things that I need. I've been writing down how I want to feel. I've been writing down, you know, my goals and things like that. And that's something that I've always done. But the difference is I've been very strategic and very clear. I've tried to get extremely clear about what it is that I really, really want and really need. And also knowing that it can change. I think I mentioned that before in a previous episode. It can change. What I want today might not be what I want 6 months from now or a year from now. But I've gotten into a habit of, at the very least, once a month, writing those things down and being as clear as I possibly can. And I think that's a good strategy, because doing something like that helps you focus on yourself.
If you're enjoying this episode and are ready to start your journey to healing from the Black Superwoman Syndrome, please join us in the Sister Circle of Healing at shazastrong.com /SOS circle.
And not focus on anyone else and what anyone else needs or wants or thinks. You're focusing just on you and what you want and need to feel okay, to feel more than okay. So I think that is an extremely effective go-to strategy for anyone, not just myself. And if you're someone who doesn't really prefer putting pen to paper, because I do recognize that not everyone, putting pen to paper is not everyone's jam, right? It's mine, but it does not have to be yours. There are different ways of journaling than just that. So if you have a smartphone, you can go straight to your voice memos and you can talk to yourself in your voice memo and you can talk about what you really want. If you don't want to record yourself, you can look at yourself in the mirror every day and talk about what you really want. And if looking in the mirror isn't super comfortable for you right now, you can talk out loud when you're in the car or just when you're cleaning or whatever. But in some way, shape, or form, let it be known out loud. Let it be known what it is you really want and really need. And it's not just, you know, because people always talk about the strategy as like a way to manifest your desires and all that kind of stuff. And I can attest to that. Mess works. I'm not saying it doesn't work because I can attest to that. But I'm talking about this as a strategy to just hone in and focus on you and learn to put you first. Learn that you are no longer invisible. You don't ever have to be invisible again. Learn that you are a whole person who exists and deserves good things. That's what this strategy is also for, in my opinion.
So yeah, that's day 7. To kind of wrap it up, want to offer you guys some strategies to change the people and behavior. Number one, want to identify who or what is your kryptonite. We talked about kryptonite in day 2. So if you missed that episode, go check it out. But identify who and what is your kryptonite. Then you want to set boundaries, because Olivia Pope didn't handle boundaries. And that's why she was always caught up and pleasing and protective, because she didn't have clear set boundaries. And even if she did, she did not adhere to the boundaries that she had in place. You want to set goals for your life. What do you want your life to look like? What do you want to feel like when you wake up in the morning? What career goals do you want to accomplish? Make yourself priority in your life. Make sure your goals are not revolved around other people, but they are prioritizing you. Then you want to take time to think about what's being asked of you and assess what's being asked of you. Ask yourself, why am I saying yes to this? Do I have the capacity to do this? Whether it be physical or emotional, am I able to take on this task? Don't make excuses. Stand in your no. Only offer help if you really want to help and if you're really able to help. And then, like we say, examine and evaluate the relationship. At this point, we need to get to a space where we learn to validate ourselves. People pleasing, like Natty said earlier, comes, or in a previous episode, from the expectation. It's built, the foundation of people pleasing is giving in to the expectations of others because we want to be liked and accepted. So if you want to begin to walk out of that space or move from that space, then you have to learn to validate yourself and not look for validation and acceptance from other people. Figure out your own worth. Don't rely on other people for that. So yeah, that's Olivia Pope, days 1 through 7. We'll be back tomorrow. I don't know who we're starting with. I think we'll just pull somebody's name out the jar and see what it is. Cookie Lyon, Mary Jane Paul, and Annalise Keating. So one of those three will start day 8. So yeah, that's it. We hope that you guys have found this beneficial and that you are starting to do the work. Yeah. Anything you want to add, Natty?
Hey, talk to us. Talk to us on, you know, hit us up on the website or in, you know, through social media and let us know how this is working out for you. And right, what kinds of revelations you've been having. Like, we want to hear about all that stuff. A, because it's awesome. And B, because, yeah, we just like hearing, we like it when we get the feedback from y'all. Like, it's always a bright spot in the shades of strong day.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. Let y'all see what she said. The shades of strong day. Yeah, girl. Yeah. If you find yourself like, none of that stuff resonates with me. I'm not Olivia Pope. We still have three more people. But yep, what I would love for you to do is to take our Superwoman quiz and find out who you are. Yep. Natty says that she's Olivia Pope. I am Mary Jane Ball. So if you haven't taken the Superwoman quiz, take the quiz and find out who you are. And then, take that. And it's, what's the Superwoman quiz? shadestrong.com/superwoman quiz. So yeah, if Olivia Pope is not who you are, then we would love to know who is. In the meantime, we'll see you back tomorrow for day 8. All right, yep. Say bye, Natty.
Bye, Natty.